The National Audubon Society and the National Geographic Society have designated 2018 the Year of the Bird. And right now on WSIU, we'll hear the comments of avid birder Mike Baltz. Mike has a PhD in ornithology and is the former Southern Illinois Director of the Nature Conservancy. On the soundtrack, this was recorded in mid-May during the middle of the day at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge.
The book Silent Spring by Rachel Carson was published in 1962. It documented the impacts on the environment of the use of pesticides that was occurring at the time. Considered one of the greatest science books of all time, Silent Spring helped lead to a ban on the use of the pesticide DDT. DDT was killing birds, and Carson feared losing the chorus of birdsong that can be heard on spring mornings across America. Unfortunately, although DDT was banned decades ago, today there are still far fewer birds singing on spring mornings than there were in 1962. According to a recent Partners in Flight study, North America has lost more than 1.5 billion land birds over the last 40 years, and many songbird species that were once abundant are in steep decline. For example, the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology estimates that since 1966, the populations of wood thrush and eastern meadowlark have declined 62 and 89% respectively. Overall, according to the North American Bird Conservation Initiative, one-third of North American bird species are at risk of extinction. Threats to birds include climate change, habitat loss, and pesticide use, which is still a problem. But perhaps surprisingly, the largest mortality threat to birds is predation by cats. A recent study published in the journal Nature Communications estimated that well over 100 million stray and owned cats in the U.S. kill up to a staggering 3.7 billion birds annually. Not since 1962 has there been a more important time to act in defense of birds. And not coincidentally, the conservation community has declared 2018 the Year of the Bird, in part to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. The goal of the year is to heighten awareness of birds and highlight what can be done to bring birds back. Getting to know birds is an important first step toward wanting to protect them, and this is the perfect time of year to go bird watching. In a single day in southern Illinois, it is possible to see or hear almost 200 different species, and colorful northern cardinals and American goldfinches, as well as migratory indigo buntings, scarlet tanagers, and Baltimore orioles are all relatively easy to find. Once enamored of these birds, you will likely want to protect them. And there are many things that you can do. Landscaping with native plants is a great way to turn your yard into a habitat for migrating birds and possibly even a sanctuary for nesting birds. Significantly, you can keep your cats indoors. And if you don't have cats, encourage cat-owning friends and family to keep their cats indoors. Supporting a favorite conservation organization is another important way to help birds. Visit birdyourworld.org to discover other actions that you can take. Thankfully, over 50 years ago, important steps were taken to avoid a silent spring in America. But in 2018, the threat of a silent spring is still an alarming possibility. I believe that getting to know the birds and their stories will almost certainly motivate people to care about bird conservation. And then, in this year of the bird, we can all take action to protect these harbingers of spring.
That was birder Mike Baltz, who is the former Southern Illinois Director of the Nature Conservancy, as we celebrate 2018, the Year of the Bird. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.